Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
All right, we got UFC 287. Heading to Miami.
That's great, man.
Great news here. Yeah. I don't know why Miami doesn't get more of these. You'd think we'd be like a pretty good market for this stuff.
Yeah, anyway, I would think
I guess we'll find out. We'll see how we do here as we get UFC finally making its return to Miami. It says for the first time in two decades. So
that's
I guess
crazy.
It's been that long here. Yeah, I don't remember. I know they've had a few, I want to say, at the Hard Rock. Like some of the smaller events, right? But
I'm not sure.
Could be wrong about that too. Anyway, it's going to be a rematch between Alex Pereira and Israel Adesanya for the middleweight championship on April 8th at the Miami-Dade Arena, and you'll also get Jorge Masvidal.
You knew
Gilbert Burns in the co-main event.
You knew he was going to be fighting for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's fun, man. Last, it says the first and only UFC event ever to take place in Miami was in April 2003 with Matt Hughes.
Jeez.
Defending his 170-pound title in the main event against Sean Sherk. Was that like 2003? Was that like when the UFC, like you were allowed to like bite people and like all
I don't know.
That crazy
I had
stuff. Remember that in the beginning?
I have some of the original tapes when it first came out and it was illegal in most states. And, yeah, there weren't a whole lot of rules back then. They had to start putting some stuff in. They realized it could be a lot of dead fighters if they didn't.
Well, you can usually count on Florida to allow your thing to go down. Although we still don't have gambling down here, which we're still working on, right?
It's coming.
I hope so, man.
Can't fight it forever. It's coming.
We got the Super Bowl coming up this week. What if, you know, the company's just like, hey, you know, let's do it. On, say, Thursday, get a couple days, look at the odds.
Well, you can still do it. It would be nice if you could just do it here, though. I agree with you, Woody. Instead of,
I like a clean legal operation, Joe.
Yeah, we don't need all these bookies.
All right, speaking of the NFL here, we had how much of the Pro Bowl did you – which, by the way, I didn't even realize. Did you know this? The Pro Bowl started on Thursday? Went through, like,
the entire weekend? I didn't know. I turned over yesterday, and just as I turned it over, somebody lit up Tyreek Hill at the goal line.
Somebody did. I think it was accidental.
Yeah, it wasn't on purpose, but he ended up getting jacked pretty good.
Well, Devontae Adams was like walking into the end zone. He decided he would flip it backwards.
Tell you what, though, if you're into 7-on-7 or flag football, that was good for business because that's the best team ever put together for a flag football.
I watched the flag football for a few minutes. I turned it off. I figured it would be over, and I went back, and they had guys that were hiking and
snapping
a ball into a into like a tic-tac-toe board or something. Is that what they were trying to accomplish?
I guess.
Tic-tac-toe.
And then on top of that, I was just waiting for the Knicks and 76ers to get started.
So anyway, on Thursday, again, this thing was on Thursday, which I didn't even realize, 1.063 million viewers, the 7 p.m. broadcast on ESPN. That was less than the Grizzlies and Cavs got on TNT.
You're not telling me you think flag football is going to get bigger numbers than the basketball game for the Knicks and 76ers.
Last night?
We're not going to find out tomorrow that.
How many people had it on in the background? I mean, I did for a little while. I don't know.
Don't know.
It was bad. I mean, it was tough to watch.
Well, you got all your star. I don't know.
But I'm not one of those people either that's like screaming from the heavens, like, we need to cancel the Pro Bowl. It's terrible.
Well, they did. They canceled the football game.
Yeah, but like, look, if you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. I mean, no one's like, the NFL's not coming around putting a gun in your head and say, hey, you got to watch this. But
all I know is I saw the flag football just as I turned it on. We're talking about 80-something thousand for the winning team per player and 40,000 for the losing. Like, man, I'd like to be one of those offensive linemen there going, hey, you guys enjoy yourself. Send me the check.
I think there was only one injury. Was it Miles Garrett that got hurt? Yeah. So only one injury is good.
I did see that.
Although I think that's more injuries they said they've ever had in the Pro Bowl ever, but whatever, man. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Flag football, a game where they're not really tackling. Like, what's the difference, right?
Well, everybody complained about the way they were playing the tackle football
game. Yeah, it was stupid. It was getting a little silly.
Guys, so they just went and said, let's have some fun. Everybody have a good time out here in Las Vegas.
The only good thing about the Pro Bowl is every time we get to the Pro Bowl is they show that clip of Sean Taylor destroying that kicker who tried the fake. Remember that?
There's some great stories.
That thing was all over Twitter yesterday. They showed that thing.
There's some great stories in Hawaii where those guys were out to win the MVP, and they had some really good pass rushers, and they were lighting guys up to the point that they're like, you're up. I'm not going. These guys are going to kill us. This is ridiculous. Hitting guys, trying to win. I think it was Gastineau and all those guys, and it's ridiculous. Gastineau on steroids, too.
Yeah.
He wasn't skinnier, Gastineau.
All right, you ready for some non-sports news here, Joe?
Yeah, what do you have for us, Woody?
Let's dive in here. We had the Grammys last night. Did you know that?
I did.
Okay. Well, we had
Beyonce cleaned up, man.
Beyonce is she officially has the most Grammys of any artist. She has a record 32 wins. It's pretty crazy. And I believe her tickets go on sale this week, which means I should have something for you by the end of the week so you can get your kids into the show.
Woody, don't give me tickets.
No, I'm getting myself tickets, but I plan on selling them to you at a significant premium.
I have no interest in going to Beyonce.
Your daughters do, though.
Yes.
And you'll do anything for them.
No, I said I'll do anything for my wife. I didn't say for the two
kids. Oh, your
kids.
Wife likes Beyonce, too. Don't worry. Keep having incidents at restaurants. We'll get you there one way or the other here.
Thanks, Woody.
All right. We had a trailer for a movie drop over the weekend. Did you see this? Jack Harlow. Do you even know who that is?
Yeah, I know who Jack Harlow
is. He's like
Harlow's.
Tyler Hero's friend.
Yeah.
He is doing a White Men Can't Jump reboot. I don't know if it's just a exact remake or if they changed some stuff around. Either way, you talk about a movie that like does not need to be remade because the original still holds up. In my opinion.
Yeah, it's a good call by you. I agree.
Right? And a lot of times it doesn't.
That's a good call.
A lot of times it doesn't. But White Men Can't Jump holds up, man. Like, and the trailer was a disaster. It was really bad. I don't know where they get the money to make this crap. I think it's going to be on Hulu.
How did he do? What kind of review did he get?
Not well. He's getting trashed. It's just, again, it's
I knew that.
Such,
I was just messing. I just wanted to hear you
stupidity,
say
stupidity, like. Woody Harrelson is fine. Wesley Snipes is fine. Like, I don't know why you would need to remake that movie. Great basketball movie, by the way.
I must have seen it. I was going to say, I'm guilty of seeing it more than once.
Weird deal, man. Those remakes never, are they ever good? I don't know. Sometimes. Rarely. New Top Gun was really good. But
New
that's
Top
not really,
Gun
that's
was
not
good,
really a
man.
Remake, though.
No.
That's an add-on, though, right?
Yes.
That was very good. We saw that a week or so ago. It was really good.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Tom Cruise, for being the lunatic he is, man, God, is he a good actor. Right?
They pulled that off after all those years, 20-something years or something, were able to put that together and make it work incredibly.
Yeah, it was awesome. Remember the clip we played during the pandemic of him screaming at his crew like a psycho?
Yeah.
I don't think we still have it, but, man, yeah, that was Tom Cruise is a – oh, actually, we do. You want to hear from Tom Cruise?
No.
Let's hear some Tom Cruise.
You're back here in Hollywood making movies right now because of us. because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance companies, producers, and they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, I don't ever want to see it again. Ever. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And I see you do it again, you're gone. And anyone on this crew does it. That's it. And you too. And you too. And you. Don't you ever do it again.
Ooh.
That's it. No apologies. You can tell it to the people that are losing their homes. Because our industry is shut down.
That goes on from there for another 35 seconds.
He's a great actor. Good, strong
Jerry
stuff.
Jerry Maguire.
Teach those guys Jerry. Not to have that mask on. That'd get them.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. And our final story, not as funny here. Vontae Davis was arrested for DUI. Of course, it was down here in Florida in Broward. On Saturday, 7:51 a.m., looks like he was sleeping.
He's all over the front, by the way. Best picture ever. Is the one. That smiling face he gave him that early in the morning. Incredible.
Oh, boy. Always down here, though, man. At least, right? They always bring it back down here.
One thing I've noticed, we've had a couple athletes through the years, since more than a few. The DUI picture always is goes right to the top of either the front of the newspaper or definitely the front of the sports page. Anyway.
Yeah, officers.
Hope everybody's
eyes were
okay. Yeah.
They asked if he was drinking. He said, "Yes, I had two mixed drinks." At least he was honest. Although two doesn't sound about right.
Woody, you're beautiful.
In
you
honor
are
of
beautiful.
Avante, probably maybe going to jail here. Let's play a little clip here. You want a little old time clip?
Yeah, you got some
this clip.
Go ahead. What do you have?
Okay, so the rumor is true. Okay, we just traded you. Okay, we traded you to the Indianapolis Colts. All right? So, you okay?
Nah, I'm going to call my grandmother.
You going to call your grandmother? Yeah. Okay, this hasn't hit the papers or anything like that. Okay, well, why don't we do a little business first, okay, before you call grandma, okay? There's a little bit of urgency because you got a storm coming. They probably want to get you on a plane here pretty quickly.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Jeff Ireland.
And you say he didn't have people skills.
Jeff Ireland trading. Huh. All right, we got to go to break here. Woody.
Seems plenty nice to me, bro. Come on.
Jeff Ireland, assistant GM of the Saints. All right, we've got Alec Engel going to join us, fullback for the Miami Dolphins. Really good guy. Really, really good guy, man. Just good group of guys, actually. Really good group of guys on the Miami Dolphins team this year. Hey, I tell him what I tell everybody else. Valentine's Day's coming up. Go to Beverly's Jewelers. If you haven't made that purchase and you're looking for something, may have a heart on it. A little I love you. I didn't forget you. Valentine's Day's coming up February 14th, and I want to make sure you get a little something for that lady that puts up with us, all of us, man. And Beverly's Jewelers got everything you're looking for. They really are the leader in certified earth mine and lab-grown diamonds. A huge selection, unbeatable prices. You get that low price guarantee. You're not going to find the same diamond for less anywhere. Certified lab-grown diamond stud earrings and lab-grown tennis bracelets. They've got a lot of Valentine's gifts for you. Necklaces, bracelets, earrings. Perfect. Perfect for Valentine's Day. And anniversaries and birthdays, too. Just because the holidays are done. Doesn't mean you can't get something that really says I love you from Beverly's Jewelers. World-class custom design studio, no interest financing, free gift wrapping. That's a big help because I can't do that. 50 to 70% off select merchandise. Beverly's really does make it easy. Still family-owned. Jeff and his family in there. That beautiful daughter of his in there. GI graduate Jamal is just to assist you. Especially if you don't know the difference in earth mine and lab-grown diamonds, they can explain it all to you. Man, they are absolutely gorgeous. So if you're looking for a little piece of jewelry that really says I love you during Valentine's Day, coming up February 14th, make sure you stop by Beverly's Jewelers. They've been around forever. I've been going there for 30 years, And boy, I'll tell you what, they just get better every year. Got something for everybody. 3600 West Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. Visit BevJewelers.com. That's BevJewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.